Realty Rant is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Opinions are those of the speakers. No person, company, or entity is being singled out or accused. Hosts and affiliates are not responsible for actions based on this content.
Is your real estate agent a criminal? You know, a lot of these local boards give real estate agents access to a company called Forewarn so that real estate agents could verify the identity of potential clients to keep them safe. But who's keeping you safe? Some of the things I'm going to say in this podcast today are going to shock you, so buckle your seatbelt because this is going to be a bumpy ride today.
This is The Realty Rant with Vincent R. Curie. No fluff, no sugarcoating. No holding back. After decades in real estate, Vincent has seen it all. Tune in as he cuts through the noise to share the trends, tactics, and truths you won't hear anywhere else. The show starts now.
Well, we're back. Buckle your seatbelt extra tight on this one because I recently did a post about this on social media, and wow, some of the kickback I got back from my fellow real estate agents was just insane. You know, as real estate agents, we are protected. You know, we have a company that most of our associations provide to us. It's called Forewarn, and it's an app that we can use to verify the identity and do a little background check on the customers before we meet them at these houses. You know, we all know the Beverly Carter story and the Beverly Carter Foundation and how important realtor safety is. And the industry is very protective of the real estate agents themselves. But what about you? What about the consumer? Who's protecting the consumer? You know, one of the things that I had brought up in my social media post was that real estate agents are not really regulated. Consumers have the false sense of security that, hey, this person is a realtor. There's the Department of Business Regulation. There's their local board. There's their state board. There's the national board. I'm safe with this real estate agent. Nothing could be further from the truth. Recently, two real estate agents got out of jail in the state of Florida for murder. And they were approved as real estate agents. I mean, hey, come on, guys. They paid their debt to society and they went to prison and they got out of jail. They served their debt to society. Now, do you want your 25-year-old daughter going out in the car with these agents and looking for houses? I mean, a simple background check would have told you of their criminal background and that maybe that's not the wisest choice to use as a real estate agent. Think about this. You're hiring a real estate agent. You're giving them keys to your home. You're giving them access to they know your email, so they certainly can give you wiring instructions. Somebody might give you some false wiring instructions, for example, and now next thing you know, your equity of your home, your closing proceeds are somewhere in Afghanistan. Now you're saying, Vince, come on, you're being overly dramatic. Well, I personally know of a real estate agent in Florida that just got out of jail, served 60 days for check fraud against their previous broker. And guess what they got? Soon as they got out of jail and served the 60 days, guess what? They're back out listing and selling real estate again. So just in the few minutes that I've been on this podcast today, we've got two people that committed murder, got their real estate license. Now they're real estate agents in Florida. Got that from a very reliable source. Maybe it's not true, but I'm pretty sure that my sources are pretty reliable that that did happen. You got somebody that I know I know agents that have been arrested 10, 12, 14 times, domestic violence against elderly people, domestic violence against the police officer. It's an insane amount of regulation that is not being enforced because I get in trouble and, you know, I post something on social media about this and they're saying, oh, Article 15, you're talking about other real estate agents. It's a violation of our code of ethics. Who's protecting the consumers? What about you and your safety? I know of an agent, the customer had a hidden camera in their house and the agent was going through the panty drawer of the lady that was the owner of the home. That person still has a real estate license and is out practicing real estate. You need to know, while we're as a consumer saying, how many houses have you sold? What's your commission? Tell me about your marketing. You need to ask them, have you ever been arrested? What have you been arrested for? Do you mind if I do a background check on you? Which, guys, cost about $25 to do a background check on somebody. If the agent is objecting to you doing a background check on them, you don't have to do a background check on every real estate agent you interview. If you're interviewing five agents to list your home and the one that you select, ask that agent. Get to the pointed questions there and ask that agent, hey, have you ever been arrested? What for? How many times? And how recently? We've got these people in our homes. We're at work and these people are in our homes. They have keys to our homes. They know if you do or don't have security cameras in your house because sellers are required to disclose if they do. So how trustworthy is the agent that you're using? If you have, if somebody's going to go through your wife's panty drawer, they're certainly going to go through your Rolex drawer and your diamond drawer. And you're assuming, well, my agent's going to be there during the showing. Well, that's fantastic. Unless your agent is a criminal. So being protective, why am I doing this? Why am I even doing this podcast today? It's to protect consumers because typically nothing gets done unless a tragedy takes place. And I don't want to see a tragedy take place to a homeowner losing the equity of their home with somebody that gave false wiring instructions. And next thing you know, the real estate agent skipped town never to be seen again. There's danger. These people with violent criminal backgrounds, they're out there listing and selling real estate. And just like the National Association of Realtors wants to make sure realtors are protected, I want to make sure equal ground that you, the consumer, are also being protected, and to know and understand that just because they're a real estate agent, that they're not infallible. There's checkpoints that are being missed, and these people are out there listing and selling real estate. You are in danger. Your family's in danger. Your children could be in danger, depending on what comes up in that background check. So we're going to talk about some more streamlined regulations and some steps that you need to take to protect your family when buying or selling real estate that could be the difference between life and death. Stick around.
This episode of The Realty Rant is brought to you by TampaPad.com, your one-stop resource for all your real estate needs. Whether you're buying, selling, or just looking for expert advice, TampaPad.com has you covered. Now back to the show.
So what do you do now? You're a consumer looking to hire a real estate agent. Hey, there's some steps that you could take to protect your family. One of the basic steps to take is Google has a program called Google Screen. And if you search a real estate agent in any city, the agents that have been Google screened will pop up first above the ads that are actually paid for by real estate agents. And these Google screened agents pop up first. I didn't even know about it myself before I shot this podcast, and I came up while I was researching for it. So I myself am going to get Google screened because I didn't even know about it. That's one way to do it. A second way is to obviously do a background check on the real estate agent that you're getting ready to hire, like I talked about in the first segment, and be pointed and ask some questions and talk about safety and what's important to you. It's very important to me that consumers be aware that not only in the real estate industry, but in any industry, you should be vetting the people that you're doing business with to make sure that they're not a criminal, make sure they don't have a criminal background. And I'm not saying that people can't be reformed. If you're doing a criminal background check on a real estate agent, for example, and they got arrested 15 years ago for a DUI and they had a wreck and somebody got hurt and they've served their time, and since then they've got a clean record, I myself would be comfortable dealing with somebody that just got their life together. But guess what? If they just served 60 days in jail for committing a financial crime this year, I'm not going to hire that person to represent me in the sale of my home. So listen, the world's getting more dangerous by the minute. Technology is allowing us to stay safe. So I encourage everybody out there, be safe. That is the number one question that you should have on your mind when you're buying or selling real estate is, am I safe? Is my wife safe? Is my family safe? And to all my fellow realtors who were upset at my social media post where I addressed this issue, I mean, what are we supposed to do with these criminals that are infiltrating our industry? What do you suggest that we do to ensure public safety when dealing with our profession? Because, you know, we're one tragedy away from the entire industry being tarnished, and it's not being addressed by the leadership in our organization. So feel free to make a comment. And as always, if I disagree with you, I'm not going to delete the comment. Feel free to attack and give me your point of view, and I'm certainly not going to delete anything because this is an open forum for open discussion and all topics real estate. Hey guys, thanks for watching Realty Rant, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.
That's it for this episode of the Realty Rant with your host, Vincent R. Curie. Thanks for listening. Subscribe now and follow on all social platforms so you never miss the real insights. And we'll see you next time on The Realty Rant.